TED Audio Collective.
This is a special episode of TED Talks Daily featuring podcaster and marketer Nikayla Matthews Okome. It's from The Way We Work, an original video series from TED. In each episode, leaders and thinkers offer practical wisdom and insight into how you can adapt and thrive at work when the rules are always changing. You can find season one of The Way We Work on TED.com.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
This show is brought to you by Schwab. With Schwab investing themes, it's easy to invest in ideas you believe in, like electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy as is or customize the stocks in a theme to fit your goals. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing.
Like TED Talks? You should check out the TED Radio Hour with NPR. Stay tuned after this talk to hear a sneak peek of this week's episode.
I can't think of anyone who just has one interest in life and that's all they want to do for the rest of their life. Around 15% of American workers don't have traditional full-time jobs. They're half-time, part-time, contract workers, or temps. The term side hustle just seems to fit with this ethos where people are putting together a few different things to make a living. The word side hustle has its roots in popular African-American newspapers. In the 1920s, these papers used the word hustle to refer to some kind of scam. By the 1950s, they were using side hustle to refer to legitimate work, too. A side hustle is a little different than a second job. A second job is about necessity. While a side hustle can certainly bring in extra income, it's a little more aspirational. Side hustle captures a certain kind of scrappy entrepreneurial spirit. I've interviewed more than 100 women of color on Side Hustle Pro who started successful side hustles. Naila Ellis Brown started Ellis Island Tea out of her trunk. Arsha Jones started her famous Capital City Co. Mambo Sauce with one product and a PayPal link. All these women are running side hustles. What exactly does this tell us? First, that people are seeing opportunity within their communities. The goal here isn't necessarily to be the next Coca-Cola or Google. Scale is great, but there's also beauty in a successful business that's built for a specific audience. Second, people are increasingly interested in being their own boss. Being your own boss takes discipline. Self-made millionaires tend to have one big trait in common: hold themselves accountable and push through in the face of challenges. A side hustle is a great way to try out being your own boss and see if you have those skills before fully stepping out on your own. Third, people are multi-passionate. I want to stress that not every side hustle is started because someone hates their job. Many are started simply because people are interested in lots of different things. Lisa Price, who started the hair and beauty company, Carol's daughter, was working in television production when she started side hustling. She says she actually loved her job. It was the fact that she came home every day feeling good that led her to start experimenting with making fragrances and hair oils in her kitchen. We're always being taught that we're supposed to know what we want to do when we grow up. When you're multi-passionate, you want to dip and dabble in those different things. It doesn't mean that you're not committed to your job. It just means that you have other outlets that bring you joy. And that brings me to the final thing the side hustle revolution shows us. People want to make a bet on themselves. Side hustles are appealing because it's easier to take that chance when you have some kind of income coming in. Even if a side hustle doesn't take off, it's still an investment in yourself. 41% of millennials who have a side hustle say they've shared this information with their employers. They're not worried about their managers reacting negatively. They recognize all the learning and growth that comes with running a side hustle. Everyone is looking to feel fulfilled. 38% of baby boomers feel some kind of regret about their career. No one wants that. The truth is that there are many different ways to find happiness through what we do. Side hustles are about embracing that hope that we can be the ones making the decisions in how we spend our work lives.
We'll be right back. For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.
20 years ago, Jimmy Wales founded Wikipedia as a place for everyone to share information. But he wasn't exactly sure how to run the site.
How do you put together a system that will generate a reasonable degree of quality and, you know, be open?
Ideas about building communities, online and off. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour from NPR. Subscribe or listen to the TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.